from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The EU meets to talk about Donald Trump. European Union foreign ministers held an informal meeting in Brussels late Sunday to discuss transatlantic relations with the United States under U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's administration. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
The EU's foreign affairs chief, Federica Mogherini, called the emergency meeting after Trump's stunning victory last Tuesday, particularly in light of his stated policies that include questioning Washington's commitment to Europe, the Paris Agreement on climate change, and the Iran nuclear deal.
The European Union and the United States are partners and will continue to be partners for what concerns us in the European Union, based on our own values, principles, interests.
Mogherini said the EU would stand strong in its support for the Paris Agreement and the Iran nuclear deal. EU nations are anxious to see how many of Trump's campaign announcements might translate into real policy. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. U.S. President Barack Obama departs Monday on the final planned foreign trip of his presidency, and his advisors expect President-elect Donald Trump will be the primary topic of discussion with other leaders. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the itinerary, with stops in Greece, Germany, and Peru, is a signal of solidarity to the country's closest allies and a way to show support for a strong and integrated and united Europe. The only major planned speech is in Greece on Wednesday, addressing work that remains to tackle economic challenges there and elsewhere in the world, while promoting inclusive growth and combating inequality. A suicide bomber killed six people and wounded six others today near the southern Iraqi city of Karbala. This is VOA News. A former senior diplomat under President George W. Bush says that President-elect U.S. Donald Trump would quickly and unilaterally approve a preemptive military strike against North Korea to take out a standing intercontinental ballistic missile armed with a nuclear warhead.
So I think North Korea needs to understand that there is going to be a new sheriff in Washington.
Ambassador Christopher Hill was in Seoul on Monday to address a South Korean government conference on the prospects for peace and unification on the Korean Peninsula, and was trying to reassure friends in East Asia that the U.S. will remain committed to the region under Trump. But Gareth Evans, a former foreign minister of Australia who also participated in the conference, said it is actually worrisome to think that Mr. Trump would act impulsively against an aggressive but rational adversary who understands a nuclear attack against the U.S. is, in fact, suicide.
No one knows which way Trump will jump on these issues, including, no doubt, Donald Trump himself, because he's obviously never studied or thought through any of them.
Experts believe that within the next 5 years, Pyongyang will develop the capability to launch a long-range intercontinental missile armed with a miniaturized nuclear warhead. Chinese President Xi Jinping has reaffirmed the importance of relations with the United States in a phone conversation with President-elect Donald Trump today. State media reports say Mr. Xi congratulated Mr. Trump on his election and said cooperation was the only correct choice for China and the U.S. Now, the VOA asked China analyst and former City University of Hong Kong professor Joseph Chang about the phone conversation.
Basically, President Xi is repeating his fundamental nine, that China wants to have good relations with the United States, that China wants to establish a new type of major power relationship with the United States, avoiding confrontations, emphasizing on mutual interests, and trying to manage their differences, their disputes.
President-elect Trump had accused China of unfair trade practices and currency manipulation during the election campaign, threatening to impose a 45% tariff on all Chinese exports. Britain's Prince Harry says Sydney, Australia will host the 2018 Invictus Games. He was inspired to create the Paralympic-style sporting competition for injured and ill servicemen. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.